Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Well, listen, I can't let you go as we move towards the weekend here and the Titanic anniversary to ask you a few things about that that we can remember and perhaps share how you felt as and what was going through your mind as you got to the bottom of the sea and looked at the Titanic.
Well, I was very lucky. I went 2 years after the ship was discovered. That was my first dive in 1987. And again, I went with the French, dove their submersible called Nautile. And I had read the stories. I knew, or thought I knew the stories. But once you're there on the bottom, looking out the viewport, and I remember seeing the stern for the first time where people lost their lives, and the kind of enormity of the place and the space and the story really hits you. Because, as you know, this was a place where all of the things that make us human came into play, from courage to cowardice and all of the emotions. So it's a very powerful experience, 2.5 miles under the ocean, to see the Titanic close up. And that's why I got so moved by that first dive that I decided, gee whiz, we need to make an IMAX film. And IMAX is a Canadian company, as you know, and so I spent a couple of years trying to pull together the team and the finances to go out, and as we did in 1991, and do a series of 17 dives using the Russian subs. That was my second dive to the Titanic, and again, it was an enormous feeling. This story is so kind of essential to our self-understanding of who we are, and it deals with, you know, arrogance and overconfidence, hubris, all of these things that make us human. So it has had a very powerful effect on my life, and it was one of the places where Jim and I came together because, as your listeners may know, before he made Titanic, he wanted to identify, you know, emotionally with the story. So the film Titanic, the movie that's now out there in 3D, came to pass because a guy from Kappa's Casing climbed into a research sub, went down and looked at where the story had taken place, and it was so moved by that those emotions went on the screen.
Speaking of emotions, however, did you ever feel as though when you were down there that you were violating some sacred ground?
No, I didn't. Any more than you feel when you go to a battlefield in Normandy, or to sacred ground, Arlington Cemetery. You just go with reverence. You go thinking about who is there and what happened, and that's the difference. If you go for other reasons, and it's. But for me, no. I always had the feeling that I was. We were trying to understand and tell their story in the best way possible.
And do you think that ship will ever be raised or salvaged in any further way?
No. The ship is on its way to becoming a large amorphous mound of iron. There are iron-eating bacteria down there, and so one of the reasons for taking the images that we did in 91 and Jim did in 95 was to, and again in 2005, because I went back with Jim our last time. We did a live broadcast from the Titanic in 2005 for the Discovery Channel. The reason for doing all of that is that it will soon be a story. There will be no ship as we know it. It will slowly, and is now in the process of collapsing on itself.
I'm sure there are many images, and I'll let you go shortly here, but what is the most profound image of the Titanic from your perspective when you got down there that sticks with you?
Whoa. There's so many of them, John.
Yeah, sure.
I would, if you pressed me, I would say it was in 91, we made the last dive of the 17. We parked the 18-ton sub very gently on the pilot house floor, because the walls have gone. There were wooden walls, and they were swept away when the ship went down. But we parked and we sat there and didn't do anything but think. And I remember that experience, being there in the place where Captain Smith, you know, had made those decisions, and where he felt the full weight of the responsibility of you know, the bad decisions he'd made. So that was kind of a halo moment for me, sitting on that, on the pilot house deck.
Well, I can't tell you what a great pleasure it has been to chat with you once again. We've known each other a long time. I've chatted with you about a number of missions that you've been on. I don't know how you'll top this one, but I hope I'm still around to hear about it.
Well, let's top it by going up to Georgian Bay.
Well, that's a deal. Right?
Okay.
We just have to find a reason and some funding to...
We don't have to find a reason. All we have to do is find the time.
Okay, buddy.
Okay.
Good to talk to you.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, John.
Bye.
Bye.